Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I put out my second prediction ever. Last time I did it, I predicted the government would stage an attack on the World Trade Center and blame their asset, Osama bin Laden. I then went into hijacked planes being blown up. Well, I'm telling you now, all the indicators tell me the crime syndicate will stage a terror attack between now and the 25th of October. Unless we totally get the word out, it's going to happen. We're going to have World War III, and it's all going to be staged. Mike Malloy, one of the best talk show hosts on Air America, one of the most hard-hitting former CNN producer, he'll be joining us coming up to talk about all this in the next segment, and I'll try to take your calls. Right now, Carl in Texas, then Ron and others. Carl, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was just, for the sake of those who may think that electing Democrats this fall will save us, could you please spell out why not and why our so-called two-party system is just a theatrical distraction?
Yes, I appreciate your call. I mean, it is a theatrical distraction at many levels. Getting a different party in overall will be good just to separate power, because some of those freshmen may not be in total line with the globalists. Or to get good conservatives elected would be good if you could find some more Ron Paul types. But no, both parties are bought off by the same elite. I mean, look at Lieberman, Bush, identical twins. It's the same thing. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. I agree with what you're saying today. In fact, though, there's one or two caveats I have to add. Well, our leaders, if you will, I use that term loosely, leaders are massively evil. I've come to that conclusion. We have to face the fact that a good portion, I believe the majority of our population, is massively stupid. And that's what's enabling these people to do a lot of these things that they're doing. You're right when you say they're going to walk us into a major event, maybe even a war. I think you're wrong when you say it'll be as late as October. I think it'll probably be no later than mid-September. Bush has already ratcheted up the rhetoric. He has used the term Islamic fascism in a statement he made today. So, we're getting waltzed down the road. Plus, remember, these demonists and these men, they follow, I don't know, black magic. They like numbers. And keep in mind that August is a month in which World War One started. Needless to say, we're having conflicts in parts of the world.
Yeah, August 22nd.
Right. Oh, August 22nd, right. Matter of fact, on Fox News, they've had their minions already throwing that number.
Yeah, but they're trying to claim that Ahmed Dinejad, with no evidence, plans to start World War III on the 22nd.
Yes, and you should know also that, of course, everyone's aware of what's going on in the Middle East. Israel has three submarines now off the coast of Iran with surface-to-surface missiles. They're not there for nothing.
Well, they have thermal nuclear cruise missiles on board.
And also, if this plot, this so-called terror plot in England, was so bad, why did they wait until the brink in the last minute to do something about it? Bush, they even admit that Bush and Blair discussed this as far back as Sunday. And I'll answer that. That's a rhetorical question. Because if you're looking to use it for propaganda, midweek is the best time to get visibility in a news cycle. This is all choreographed political theatrics of the most wicked kind.
They've been caught over and over again staging these. It's admitted.
And what do they probably have in custody? 21 stupid college sophomores who got involved in something they probably were, I guess, led
in. This is how it works. They get a, quote, leader. They spread around tons of cash. They just get one or two of them to talk about it on tape and agree with the leader. It's the same M.O.
And I'm afraid the way they're going to expand it. MSNBC reported about 10 minutes ago that two men were arrested in Ohio, and they're afraid that they may have some connection to this. One of the men...
Yeah, you notice, exactly, they're tying it into the Egyptians. Listen,
right.
Ron, I'm going to talk about that later. These are all key indicators you brought up, reasons I've been covering this. They're getting us ready for World War III. They're openly calling for it. They're staging these terror alerts, staging these events. We've caught them red-handed. We'll be right back on the other side with Mike Malloy. More of your phone calls coming up. We'll continue to document and decipher what these criminals are doing. Stay with us.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we've had a lot of Mike Malloy fans email us. I've seen it on big websites I go to. Alex Jones is having Mike Malloy on. He better have him on for a long time. Listen, Mike's only got about 27, 26 minutes with us or less, because he's got a lot of stuff going on today. We're honored to have him. He's got really the most popular, I think, show on Air America. It's definitely the hardest hitting. I mean, he lets people get on there and talk about 9/11 being an inside job. He talks about the crime family, the crime syndicate. And he exposes the Democratic Party for being accomplices with the neocons on many levels. So he's a really fair and balanced person, to use Fox's term, but in reality he is. And Mike Malloy came to talk radio by accident, writing for CNN in 87. A friend at the Atlanta radio station told him that there was an opening for a talk show host on the weekend. Malloy gave it a try and found a home. His radio experience includes WSBAM in Atlanta, WLSAM Chicago. He's a nationally syndicated program, can be heard weeknights on affiliates of Air America radio station right here in Austin, Dallas, all over, and on XM Satellite Radio, in addition to writing for CNN International through 2000. His professional experience includes newspaper columnist, editor, writer, and again, we're really honored to have him with us today. Skipping the pleasantries, Mike, I really appreciate you having me on your show to expose 9/11 as an inside job. It takes a lot of courage.
Well, it's called networking, I think, Alex.
Mike, look, I'll call a spade a spade. I have a stack of mainstream articles here in front of me.
Uh-huh.
CBS News, MSNBC, Washington Times, Associated Press, White House transcript, whitehouse.gov, where they admit they've issued a bunch of fake terror alerts in the past for gain. We know they've staged busting patsies that they set up with explosives. England just did this a few months ago with shooting the innocent guy. We know this. I mean, my opinion is the evidence shows this is politically motivated. They're openly saying they want World War III. They're claiming Hamas is about to hit us any minute. Hezbollah is about to hit us. Only making Bush a dictator can save us. Mike Malloy, where do you see all this going?
Alex, I think you are absolutely right. I think the effort here, and I'm laughing because I don't want to cry. I think the effort I don't want to say a cabal of gnomes who sit in the basement somewhere under the steps of Tibet or are engineering all this, but there is an effort first of all at taking the country and the world closer and closer to the brink. Now what's the motivation? I honest to God don't know. A nuclear exchange, as you know, Alex, thermonuclear weapons will leave the planet uninhabitable. I don't know what these people have in mind. If it's population reduction, I have read a couple articles recently by some of these neocons that the population of the Earth should be under 2 billion in order to provide the kind of lifestyle that some of them feel they're entitled to.
Oh, yeah, they're out in the open. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I've lost touch with this parallel universe that we're living in, Alex. I don't know what the hell to think anymore. I don't know which way is up. I see the death and destruction going on. This bit today, this red alert now that's spread to America, isn't it interesting? I'm sure it's just a coincidence, but this comes the day after Lieberman is defeated. And
I think that panicked him. I think it told him that the Democratic Party is about to go back to being populist. It's about to be seized by the people. And I think they know Republicans are mad, too.
And Ken Melman's statement or somebody's statement the other day after Lieberman's defeat that obviously Democrats were the party that would guarantee ascendancy to the people who want to blow us up. This is the issue for the 2006 and the 2008 election, just like we had the bogus issues in 2002 and 2004.
Well, I agree with you, and Lieberman losing, despite the hanky-panky they were pulling, trying to make sure he won, really is panicking them right now, because even with 35% of the country with the George Bush Diebold, Sequoia, ES&S systems.
Right.
I mean, still, 35%, they still cannot steal the entire country when, you know, it's 70% against them.
Well, as Greg Palast said recently, if they're going to steal the elections, rather than only fighting against the installation of these abominable machines, make them steal it, really make them steal it. How do you do that? You turn out, voters turn out in mass numbers. In Connecticut, the turnout, I understand, the other day was around 50%. Here in Georgia, with the defeat of Cynthia McKinney, the statewide turnout was about 18%. In the county that Cynthia is home base, in the county I live, the turnout was barely 20%. When people don't vote, I understand, the whole touchscreen voting thing is bogus. But if you turn out in mass numbers, like people in other countries...
Yeah, the exit poll shows that the good guy really wins by 20 points,
right,
and then magically the person that showed should be losing wins, you know there's a fraud.
Well, absolutely. But that's what I think Palast's point. Turn out in vast numbers, make these SOBs steal it and steal it big time. Look what they did, and I'm sure you've talked about it. Look what they did in Ukraine. Look what they did in Serbia. Look what they've done all over where tyrants, where despots refuse to accept the will of the people. The people turn out, relatively speaking, in huge, enormous numbers. Look what happened down in Mexico. It doesn't make any difference, I don't think, what a person's political point of view is. The point is, when a population feels that they're being jerked around, their electoral process is being prostituted, and their vote is being stolen, they turn out in enormous numbers. What do we do in this country? We switch channels.
Oh, that's really it. Well, what about this scary new poll where 30% of Americans don't know when 9/11 happened? I bet you $1 million.
Oh, my God. I saw that yesterday. I just about lost it, Alex.
I bet. Mike, tell me this. Do you agree with me that 25-27% of those, I bet the majority of those people believe the official story. I bet those dumbbells, they said ages 40 to 65, that don't know when 9/11 was, even the year, I'll bet you they're George Bush supporters.
I'll bet they are, too. What was unnerving to me, that's my age group. How in the hell can somebody who supposedly, in that age group, you're
live through Nixon.
Yeah, you're supposed to be kind of grounded. You're supposed to have set on some sort of worldview. How can those people not know what year this country had its greatest attack since Pearl Harbor? and an attack engineered by the Bush administration. I don't understand that.
Yeah, this was bigger than Pearl Harbor. This wasn't out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
That's true.
This
well,
was
that's
in
true.
New York, capital of the world. So you're right. It's even bigger than Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Mike, I mean, let's get back to 9/11. I really do think that the 9/11 Truth Movement is putting the heat on them, because just like the movement with after Downing Street shows the frauds they're involved in, I think, you know, their whole parallel universe you mentioned is based on the 9/11 official story fraud, and I think the fact that 9/11 Truth is taking over has really got them panicking. What do you think?
Well, I agree, and I think little by little, little baby steps, little tentative, like somebody sticking their toe into the water at the lake to see if it's cold enough, mainstream media is starting to, if not join in the questions about 9/11, they're at least starting to publicize people like you, people like Webster Tarpley, people like the 9/11 Truth Commission. All of a sudden, you see maybe the Washington Post, maybe the New York Times, maybe MSNBC on one of their programs, but it's being done in almost a squirrely kind of way.
Well, Brian Lamb admits that, exactly. Brian Lamb admits he knows me, he's done shows on me.
Right.
You know, he thinks I'm dangerous, whatever. But why would Brian Lamb not just air our program one time, and it was the hardest hitting thing ever on C-SPAN, but air it four times?
Well, there you go.
And promote it. And I agree, it's squirrely. I've talked to reporters who go, listen, I know it's the truth. These are big reporters, folks.
Right.
But I've got to kind of make you look stupid, but I'll put your websites in there and put as much info in. And so they'll go, isn't this scientist crazy? He says this, and then they'll put a bunch of our websites. And so I think they're really falling down on purpose.
Well, I think there's some truth to that, and also I don't think it's possible to continue to maintain the facade or the charade that what happened on September 11, 2001 was a result of 15 people with box cutters defeating the most sophisticated and expensive military-industrial complex in the history of the human race. I can't get my mind, Alex, around the fact that so many Americans are willing to believe that. We were in a 50-year-long war with the Soviet Union. We had nukes aimed at each other. We had surrogate wars. There was all kinds of deviltry and chicanery and duplicity going on. But somehow we maintained. Now, all of a sudden, 15 people with box cutters come to this country and wreak this kind of havoc? No, I'm sorry. I don't know what the official, I don't know what the truth is.
You're right to say 15, because a bunch of them have been found to still be alive.
Well, but the official story, and I don't know.
Well, you're right. What we know, Mike, is the official story is a fraud end to end. I mean, we know there were drills to confuse everybody. We know public officials got warned not to fly. We know there was insider trading. We know Bush had the troops already massed around Afghanistan. We know that the PNAC boys said, we need this attack. I mean, how much more obvious? Who goes out and writes documents saying we need an attack, and then they get the attack they need, and their fingerprints are all over it? I mean, this is how much hubris and chutzpah are we dealing with here?
I know. It's incredible. And I have to say, the day of those attacks, when my daughter in Florida called me and said, Dad, turn on CNN, from the day of those attacks, probably for the first 6 months, I was really out in the wilderness. The whole thing stunk. But it's been through the efforts of people like you, people like Tarpley, your websites, the 9/11 Truth Commission, the 9/11 Scholars for Truth, that really shook me to my foundation, because I think, like a lot of Americans, see, I don't consider myself left or right, up or down. I consider myself just an average American.
I don't know.
A lot of people are laughing when I say that. But, you know, I didn't know what to believe. And thank God there have been efforts. And I'm not trying to toot your horn, Alex. You don't need me to toot your horn. But thank God there have been people like you who have refused to just sit back and say, well, let's just accept the official story and move on. You have educated me. So have other people in the 9/11 Truth. You know, I didn't know anything about a Building 7. I didn't know anything about, I didn't see those videos. I didn't know about the Israelis on the white van. I didn't know any of this stuff. Nothing. Until I started getting my hands on the research that was put out there by people like you. So I just, when the history of this is all written, you're going to be right there at the top of the people who refuse to buy the story.
Unless we all go to FEMA camps.
I'm not trying to toot your horn, Alex, but now I know a lot of your fans understand this about you, but thank God you were out there doing this. That's all I have to say about that.
Well, Mike, listen, I want to thank you for all the stories you've broken and the work you've done. Listen, I just saw this monumental fraud on the order of the moon is made of cheese, and the world is flat, and, you know,
I know.
And pumpkins, you know, really, you know, can fly to Mars. I mean, I just... the official story was a joke, and then I found Operation Northwoods, the official plan.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I want to see, Mike Malloy, where you think this is all going. I mean, how you think this is going to break, what we can do to stop it, what we can do to stop World War III. Mike Malloy is our guest. You can listen to him on Air America weeknights. Stay with us.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, we better stop. I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't sip and talk at the same time. Or would you rather listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip?
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle. And using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill. And we could purify water from the lake as well.
Honey, you're terrific.
I know, dear. Now find us a restroom. I need to stop, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
All right, it's our final segment with Mike Malloy. I'm going to go through the latest hoax and bust in England. It fits the MO of all the other fake ones. It's all fake. And I'm going to go through some past articles and show you. I'm not just going to make the claim it's all fake. We've posted on InfoWars.com and JonesReport.com and PrisonPlanet.com dozens of these flashbacks to mainstream news. But again, hidden in plain view. And Mike Malloy's right. They're getting away with this because there is a section of America who aren't even really stupid. They're willfully ignorant. It's just animalistically, I play golf from this time to that time. I go see my mistress from this time to that time, or I go to the topless bar from this time to that time. And this is middle-class America, folks. They have totally tuned out of reality, and we have a demonic toad dictator. I was talking to Mike during the break, that's what he was calling him, coming to power, so I'm going to steal that. Mike, how do we defeat this? I mean, number one, where do you see this going in the next few months with the October surprises, and then how do we stop it? Your ideas.
Well, I'm leaving the realm of nervous and getting into the realm of scared, and whenever I get scared, I've learned a long time ago that you have to grab your emotions and settle down. I think that there is a definite effort to push this, the entire population of the planet right to the brink. There are a lot of philosophical types who are in control of our government now who would like to see that happen. There are also types in control or in influence, positions of influence, who have other agendas that would result in nuclear war or World War III. Here's what I think we need to do. Going all the way back to the great organizer in the 30s in New York, Saul Alinsky, he had three words: organize, organize, organize. I think people need to organize and network. I think we need to stay in touch. We need to build strong grassroots networks of people who do not buy the BS, who do not allow themselves to be manipulated. I also think we have to get ourselves educated. We can't continue as the most entertained population in the history of the human race and the least informed politically. We have to get educated. And the third thing, and Alex, I don't know if this is going to be, if you want me to say this or not, but I also think that people need to understand that the idea of protecting their families and protecting themselves is critical. I'm a rare breed. I'm a liberal with a gun, with several guns. I have a permit to carry.
Oh, are you kidding, Mike Malloy? I think everybody should be armed against this tyranny.
Absolutely. I've had a permit to carry for the past 16 years here in Atlanta, and I don't like that. I wish I lived in a society or a time when it wasn't necessary, but by God, it is. So I'm suggesting that the people are prepared.
Hey, all the classic liberals I know in Austin are out buying shotguns.
Well,
the main thing is we could have a breakdown in society, a Great Depression. I mean, Bush is openly setting up a dictatorship.
Well, that's the thing. I will fight to defend liberty. I mean liberty. I don't mean this hog snot that these neocons have gotten us into. But I will fight, and most of the people that I know will fight. If somebody comes into my neighborhood or my city or my state, whether they're coming from Washington, D.C., or the nearest military base, or they're coming from outside the country, I will fight. And I think people need to be very clear on that. If we are going to be a nation of sheep,
wow,
then we're going to be sheared by a pack of wolves. So it's,
you just knocked it out of the park. I mean, that was a long run right there. That is really the key. They have to know that we know they're terrorists, that they're a bunch of wannabe dictators, and that they may be sucking the treasury dry, but that we're not going to let them roll the whole country and put troops on the streets of America. And if they really keep pushing it, they're going to run into a brick wall.
Well, I don't know how to say that in a gentle way. That's exactly what I mean, and I'm dead serious about this. I'm not going to sit back, Alex, and allow a country that I've had family members fight for, institutions that were set up in this country that are honorable, that show respect for human dignity. I'm not going to allow that to just be ripped to pieces by a bunch of freaks in Washington or London or wherever they exist. It's not going to happen. So I suggest if somebody were to ask me, like you just did, organize, prepare, educate, and make damn good and sure that you know how to handle a firearm. That's all I could. I mean, what am I going to say, Alex? What should I say?
Folks, it's gotten so bad. Well, I love it, Mike Malloy, because that is the solution. You answered the question exactly right. I had no idea you'd come out with that. The answer is, I mean, folks, when we've got, and again, he's not really a liberal, but he's one of the best shows on Air America. I mean, Limbaugh saying turn your guns into Bush, the gun confiscation in New Orleans is good, and Mike Malloy is saying buy guns. I mean, you know George Bush is pure scum. Mike Malloy, how do folks listen to you?
Alex, I'm on every night, 9 to midnight Central Time, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. If you don't have Air America in your in the certain market, you can get me on the Internet or XM Satellite Radio.
All right. Well, that's a reason to get XM right there to hear Mike Malloy, and I wish everybody on Air America was like you. Though I've noticed, Mike, I've been listening. My wife's got XM the last few months. I can listen here on 1600 in Austin. I've been noticing suddenly they're all starting to get a little bit more like Mike Malloy.
I don't know how people who are at least halfway educated like me can't understand what's going on. I mean, come on, folks, if they're on Air America or walking the streets of Austin or somewhere in Butte, Montana, there's no difference. This is America. We're all at risk, and we better wake up to that.
You're right. God bless you. God bless you, Mike Malloy. Take care. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today. That's 888-803-4438 or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today. Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. I predicted 5 years and 15 days ago that the U.S. government would attack the World Trade Center and blame it on their CIA suit of Osama bin Laden. I detailed them using aircraft. That's how I'm able to analyze enemy operations, but only when I know they're going into a plan. And now I can see the clear signature. I've told you for the last 3 years or so, I can't tell you exactly what they're going to do because I haven't seen enough of their operations. Stuff can be totally secret inside the NSA, inside the private corporations that give the orders, inside the roundtable groups in London. But the manifestation of their operations can be witnessed at ground level, and when looked at in a wide spectrum across time, you can then, off those indicators, ascertain the orders almost down to the exact specifics. So this is the type of stuff that we're dealing with here. And I'm going to go over all of that. I'm going to go over the latest fear-mongering and this confluence and how it's all going together. We're going to take your calls, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But first, all of this dovetails with fiction. You see, fiction is based in many cases on reality. It isn't just reality imitating fiction. I think some of you may have heard this before.
Good evening, London. Allow me first to apologize for this
emergency challenge.
I do, like many of you, appreciate the comforts of the everyday routine, the security of the familiar, the tranquility of repetition. I enjoy them as much as any bloke. But in the spirit of commemoration, whereby those important events of the past, usually associated with someone's death or the end of some awful bloody struggle, are celebrated with a nice holiday, I thought we could mark this November the 5th, a day that is sadly no longer remembered, by taking some time out of our daily lives to sit down and have a little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and subverting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Inspector, you're almost through.
Last night I sought to end that silence. Last night I destroyed the Old Bailey to remind this country of what it has forgotten.
More than 400 years ago, a great citizen wished to embed the 5th of November forever in our memory.
His hope was to remind the world that fairness, justice, and freedom are more than words. They are perspectives. So if you've seen nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest that you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see what I see, if you feel as I feel, and if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me 1 year from tonight, outside the gates of Parliament. And together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgotten.
All right. And then later in the film, as things are imploding, the police learn, or they're discussing, later they learn, that the government launched a bio-attack to bring in martial law before. And, of course, then they also owned the company that sold the cure. Rumsfeld with both the anthrax and now the Tamiflu for the bird flu. Billions, personally, each time. And the government also stages bombings and terror attacks themselves in the film. I don't really like the fact that then, you know, the V stages attacks against them, but it's done to get attention to then point out that they carried out the attacks. The point is this next little clip really does spell it out. This is where the chancellor is telling his top people he wants to scare the public and show them how much they need the government. So he gives the order, and then it cuts to the newscast the next day of terrorism, floods, destruction. Only the government can save you. And that's what you're seeing right now with all these terror alerts and all these busts, which will be all over the news in a week from now, 2 days from now. It'll come out. It's all staged, but that'll be the back of the paper. And the general public, who doesn't even know what year it is, or most people don't know who the vice president is. Most people don't know when 9/11 took place. They can't find major continents. They know nothing about Persia. They know nothing about George Washington. They know nothing about anything. Then there's us that are informed somewhat and trying to stay informed, who know how little we do know, but compared to these other people, we're like gods. I mean, this is scary, people. And now I'm telling you they're about to start World War III, and they're about to carry out terror attacks here to legitimize it. Now, what are we going to do about it? Roll the next clip.
Chancellor, I know no one seems to want to discuss this, but if we're to be prepared for any eventuality, then it can't be ignored any longer. The Red Report in front of you has been vetted by several demolition specialists. Now, it concludes that the most logical delivery system for the terrorists to use would be an airborne attack. A separate report has been filed suggesting a train, despite the fact that the tunnels surrounding Parliament have been sealed shut.
Who filed that report?
Chief Inspector Finch.
Do you have any evidence to support this conclusion, Mr. Finch?
No, sir. Just a feeling.
If I am sure of anything, Inspector Finch, it is that this government will not survive if it is to be subject to your feelings. Mr. Dascom, what we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television. This message must resound throughout the entire interlink. I want this country to realize that we stand on the edge of oblivion. I want every man, woman, and child to understand how close we are to chaos. I want everyone to remember why they need us.
In the former United States, civil war continues to devastate the Midwest.
Scientists attribute this latest water shortage to the lack of rainfall the last 2 years. Ministry officials expect water coupon prices to rise.
Police have arrested 9 suspects.
Can you believe this?
Reporting avian flu.
Been going on all summer.
Outside the quarantine zone, a new airborne pathogen has killed 27 people.
Authorities have uncovered new evidence linking the terrorist organization called V to the St. Mary's viral attack on London 14 years ago.
Oh, yes, the terrorist is behind the St. Mary's bioattack 14 years before, but V was actually a victim of that government attack. And so now we see art imitating life. In reality, all of these threats of bioattacks are just to get us into the compact cities and get us under the martial law control, so then they can have the real bioattacks and have an orderly extermination. But that comes down the road. Right now, what we face is the fact that the globalist, the crime syndicate, is stirring up a war in the Middle East and openly calling it World War III, as if that's the best thing since mother's milk and sliced bread. And telling us that Hezbollah and Hamas are about to blow up the U.S. and we're at red level alert in the airports and we've got troops that are going to search your 5-year-olds while the border stays wide open. What a joke. Building up to some giant attack that will trigger the pretext for World War III, national drafts, total martial law, your 18-year-old sons and daughters marching off to fight and die in guerrilla wars in Syria, in Iran, and even North Korea and areas of the former Soviet Eastern Bloc republics. And right here in the U.S., it's going to be a police state. You'll have lots of phony conservatives who get to keep their guns, stomping around in their little citizen military outfits, and all the bootlickers and phony conservatives are going to love it. You imagine getting put in a room with about 10 neocons, you're handcuffed to a chair. Can you imagine how they're going to beat patriots to death, how they're going to get off on it? A bunch of pigs, a bunch of stinking rat garbage. You filth. This country's almost dead right now. You scum. Whew. Let me tell you why I'm so mad. I was on talk radio last night with this, words can't describe them, these fake macho men, these men who act like they're men, who are soft cowards. That's a coward, ladies and gentlemen, these people that act like they're tough but coddle the system and make any excuse they can. This guy has some show like Gunny Twit or something like that, and his whole show's about how he's this conservative former Marine gunny sergeant. And I'm on his show, and I go, well, Operation Northwoods is an official U.S. government plan. Oh, what plan? Where is this? Oh, you can't show it. He wouldn't let me talk. I'd go, well, of course it's real. Uh-huh, you claim it's real. And I said, well, you're into being a Marine. The plan was to kill U.S. Marines and blame them, you know, blame it on foreign governments. Uh-huh, sure it was. You're, you know, just on and on. And show me one, you know, one fact that 9/11 could be the government. And he wouldn't let me ever say anything. And I'd say, well, you know, Bush, okay, I said, you claim you're a conservative. I said, Bush is double the size of the BATF. Oh, you say they have? Where's your proof? Well, it's actually, you don't have it, do you? Wouldn't let me talk. I go, well, Congressman Bob Barr is NRA board member, former congressman, and he came on and said Bush has been, you know, and admitted Bush has been more anti-gun than Clinton. Oh, he admitted for the president. Now you make up stuff Bob Barr said. You know, it was just, and I was like, look, you don't know Bush is anti-gun? You don't know about all the raids? You don't know about all the shutdowns? You don't know about how they're using regulations, not laws, how he tried to get the Sullivan's ban reauthorized? You don't know about New Orleans? You don't know about it? And he just talked over me. They don't care. He made fun of me about the American Union. That's who they are. They're just these little, everything to them is it's an act. But most people are posers, I've learned. They're not real. It's all about acting like you're a conservative, being into that genre, into that culture, you know, feeling good about yourselves, giggling about the liberals and swaggering around and you bring up to them, hey, Bush has spent more money than all presidents combined. No, he hasn't, liar. Public officials were warned not to fly. Oh, give me names. Start trying to give them names. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Just what are you getting so mad about? Oh, Alice, you're getting upset. What's wrong? I'm upset because you cowards have destroyed this country. I'm upset because it's all gone already. I'm upset because you're such trash. You're so cowardly. I look at my family. I look at the life I want to live. I don't want to be doing this. I wish I was. I wish I didn't have to do this. I wish I didn't have to go down the road I've got to follow. I wish I didn't know what these people were doing sometimes. But I just can't understand people who were willfully so stupid. Listen, it's not hype. They're actually getting rid of the country right now. See, you don't really love America. It's more like just some nostalgic little grimacing thing you're into that you burble about and you just... You people, you're not men. I'm just here to tell you this. I am so tired of these people. Again, they think they're part of the system. They think they're part of the government. They always say, well, that's impossible because I was part of the government and we're not like that. You were compartmentalized, you naive little boy. You're a coward. You know the truth. You've decided to buy into it. I mean, look, anybody who's got a talk radio show every night on a major station knows that Bush is anti-gun, knows that he went after the assault weapons ban and tried to reauthorize it, knows he's getting rid of the borders. But I hear these lying neocons every day on the radio spinning it. And again, we're going to have... A bunch more Americans die. I'm going to have to sit there and watch them die. You're going to have to watch them die or a bunch of dead Brits. And then those murdering terrorists will be suppressing smiles, clenching their lips together, up on stages being worshipped and approval ratings spiking and all that. I mean, it's too much for me to handle. I'm sick of watching psychopathic killers. I mean, imagine if Ted Bundy, I've used this analogy before, who loved to bite chunks out of women and torture them and stab them and rape them and all this. Imagine if it was known he'd done it, and then he was the some kind of hero, and people were worshiping him for fighting serial killers when it was known by the majority of the world they are the serial killers. Can you imagine what it's like for the Arabs and Europeans, who the vast majority know it's an inside job, not because they hate America, they used to love America before we turned into this empire. And they're over there. Can you imagine the horror? They're in the horror I'm in. It's horrifying. Mike Malloy, the big top liberal talk show host from Air America, says, buy guns? All the liberals I know are buying guns because they're not liberals anymore. They shifted paradigm. George Bush did it for them. And watching Hillary and Clinton hang around with them and sit in their laps and all the rest of them, I mean, it's just sick. So, and again, I don't want to hear, oh, you shouldn't get so upset. You shouldn't get on the air and yell and scream, Alex. You shouldn't be so upset. We should be upset about this. I mean, I spend, you know, all my time researching this stuff, and I sit there calmly researching, and then I get on air, and I've got to focus on the big picture, and it's upsetting. Again, For those that just joined us, they have staged this latest bust. Now you can't go on planes with drinks in this country. They're talking about totally restricting carry-ons here. They have everything but your passport in England, totally searching everyone, training us how to be slaves. Red alert here domestically, this leading up to all the other fake busts where they go to an innocent person's house and shoot them, and then a week later, I mean, it was all staged in Canada and Miami, and it's the same story all leading up to, oh, we stopped most of the terror attacks, but we couldn't stop the latest one, and now we've got to attack Iran because there's evidence there behind it. And we're off to the races. Martial law, national draft, with the big terror attack, they will dump the stock market at that time by design. They will plunge the dollar even more. Gas prices will go up to, it could be $6 a gallon if there's a major event. I mean, this is just, it's just total insanity. And you've got cops driving around, listen, right now, all over the U.S., who are just like the general public, 30% of them don't know when 9/11 happened. The year, they don't know. It's not that cops particularly are dumb, it's just they're just like the general public. Most of them are just totally, not even dumb, they're experts on their girlfriend, they're experts on acting cool, and they're experts on what they want to buy at the fishing store, and, you know, and they just know that's that crazy guy. Hey, you just had a look at what I've seen, okay, brother? And I'm telling you, everything I'm telling you is in your best interest. I'm your friend. I know what I'm talking about. I've done the research, and believe me, this stuff's real. This stuff's real as it gets. And wishing it all away won't help you. We've all got to stand up right now and say, we know 9/11's an inside job. Even if it's to your spouse in bed tonight, you've got to tell everybody you know now.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It's simple. Throughout history, criminal elites have sought to enslave their populations, capture them as engines of war to dominate the neighbors and move the criminal enterprise forward. That's happened here. Sinister people are now in control. And they've brainwashed the police and the government to taking our freedoms, strutting around in black masks, cameras scanning everyone, is freedom. It is not freedom. It is tyranny with a capital T. We're going to take calls on this segment and the next. We got John Connor coming on, an activist who's had a big effect. Talk about everything that's being staged right now and continue to take your calls. Let's talk to Joe in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding your on the air.
Hey, Alex. I'd like to think of you as our quartermaster for our InfoWars army. So just stay frosty and hang in there. You know, we're all fighting it.
What do you think about my analysis that I really think we're going to see a major terror attack in the next 2 months unless we totally expose it right now?
Well, I was going to call in and say, hey, I think we just kicked off World War III. I told my friend that. It's like, hey, I'm going to make the announcement, and you beat me to it. And then your guest, he mentioned the same thing. But I did catch Bush's speech right before your program, and he made some slip-ups. He said the government of Tony Blair he was grateful for. It's like, wait a minute, that's not Tony Blair. That's not his government. So I think it's a sign that they either don't care or they're getting really frantic, and they're going to try to connect it with Iran. I know it. And the local talk...
Well, that's a good point. They don't even need to stage attacks, though they're probably going to do it. That
well,
a foregone conclusion. They could just claim Iran was behind this.
Well, I think what they're going to do is they're going to try to whip everybody up into a frenzy because they don't have public support for it. And you are right. Everybody, get out there. Tell your neighbor. Tell your boss. They may think you're nuts. But they're going to try to push for this thing as hard as they can. And the only way it's not going to go forward is if everybody says, look, enough is enough. This is nuts. It's
well, they need an external war to dominate us here domestically. The real target of hitting Iran is the U.S.
Oh,
it's going to get bad here, brother.
Well, the spin that Bush was saying, even if you listen to it, but listen to it from a different perspective, ask your friends to re-listen to that speech he just gave as he got off the plane. It makes more sense. It is more truthful if you think of him scripted as a terrorist insider bragging about it, because he will tell you exactly what's happening. He knows, and he's just letting you know what's going to happen. How else does
remember
he
the
know?
Pentagon speech? It's in Road to Tyranny, where he says a dark cult of evil runs everything. They're unstoppable.
Oh, yeah. How does he know? Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, everything has part of to... Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. I mean, a president talking about dark cults of evil that feed off human suffering. And then they said the terrorists attacked us because they hated our liberty. Well, we know they are the terrorists, and they're doing this to get our liberty. I mean, you're right. It's a big joke to them.
The best thing I've found for somebody who doesn't want to believe, you just say, okay, one thing. If you're right, what's the problem? We all go home, nothing happens. But if I'm right, we, you and I, we've got a problem.
Well, I mean, what do people think when they hear us talk about tyranny? Tyranny is in place so they can take your bank account. Tyranny so they can take your money, take your stocks. Tyranny so they can loot the treasury completely. Tyranny so they can get rid of the borders. Tyranny so they can kill this country.
I think they get caught, though, when they have to ad lib. I think that's why it's important that we take a look again at what Bush said, because he's coming right out and saying that this is Tony Blair's government. It's like, wait a minute, does that mean that we are the government by, of, and for Bush? I mean...
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Everybody is... We're going to get a press release out on this, as we did back in 2001. We need to warn everybody. We need to get aggressive. We need to call everybody. The 9/11 truth's got to turn the heat up 10,000-fold. We can stop them from launching attacks. It can be done if you'll do it. But instead of calling the White House and Congress telling them not to carry out the attack, call every talk radio station in the country and keep calling and call every day and don't stop. All right, we'll be right back with the third hour. More calls and a guest. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.